National's annual Blue Greens Forum was held over the weekend. The Prime Minister, the party, caucus members were all there to talk with the environmental leaders. A bit of a test to see how much influence the Blue Greens have on the National Party these days. Blue Greens Forum Chair Grant McCullum's with us on all of this. Grant, very good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
Out of 10, how'd she go? 10, it couldn't have been better. 1, it was a bust.
From the feedback I got, she's about a 9, mate. It was a really good weekend, great feedback and great engagement.
Good. How green are the National Party, in your view?
We're very pragmatically green. We're not idealistically green like some political parties. We actually focus on trying to get the balance right between the environment and the business and making sure it all works together, because one needs each other to actually make a sustainable country and economy.
Because I saw a couple of clips over the weekend, there's a bit of angst around the ministerial decisions versus going to public submissions on things like the RMA. Is that of concern or not really?
No, not really. Ultimately, if we as a country actually want to meet our climate goals of getting to carbon zero by net zero by 2050, we need to actually build some renewable energy sources, because that's the best way for New Zealand to lower its emissions, is to electrify, use as much electricity as possible. The problem is, every time we've people trying to build a project, a renewable project, they get stuck in RMA processes for years and years.
Yeah.
So our goal is just to speed that process up, but we're still with environmental protections built into it.
Have you had a look at what the National Party are proposing with the RMA, and whether or not, hand on heart, you think it will genuinely improve stuff, given that we seemingly all agree that the old RMA was a shambles?
Yeah, absolutely. I've had an overall briefing from the minister and the direction of travel he's going in, and I think it's really got the potential to help free up and get the balance a bit better. It's very frustrating for investors if they come here and invest and build renewables to meet our climate goals when they get stuck in a long-term process. No, it's just a question of getting the balance right. It's all got out of whack lately.
Tell you what I'm worried about is this business and Transpower into it the other day, and you talk about infrastructure. And I mean, next winter, we're not going to have enough power for a cold morning, far less all the EVs. Does any of that get discussed? Is anyone worried about that? I mean, it's all very well to have renewables. That's fantastic. But if they're not reliable and there aren't enough of them, what the hell's the point?
Yeah, well, ultimately, you mentioned transmission and power. One of the worst decisions the previous government did was cancel the oil and gas expiration.
Yeah.
What that did is overnight double that the wholesale electricity price from 70 to 150 bucks a unit. Because people just went, because suddenly instead of using gas as our, in the winter when we the lights keep the lights on, we're using coal. And investment all stopped. We also threw into that the late Onslow decision, which just meant no one was going to invest because the government was going to build this massive great big battery down the bottom of the South Island in the wrong place. These sorts of decisions make a real difference as to how the market works and where investors will go. So we've got rid of all those obstacles and allow investors to get on with it and help New Zealand reach its climate goals.
Great stuff, Grant. Appreciate your time very much. Grant McCullum, who's the Blue Greens Forum Chair.
For more from Early Edition with Kate Hawksby, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 5 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into 5 very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.